Hear us out. Episode 3, we're finally here. We
Hello.
Had a different, I guess, pre-recorded episode in mind. As we listened back to it, I think it was just the Lord's purpose. I'm sure it's the Lord's purpose in this because there was an echo that we did not know was there. We did not turn off. So we were talking about kind of our past weekend. But I did have things that I wanted to do with that, what we discussed for this past weekend that we weren't able to do because we are looking into doing a video version of our podcast as well, as you guys can see us. And there's things that we want to stitch in.
Yes.
That we were not going to be able to because you were just going to hear us. So anyways, I think it was just the Lord's purpose to kind of scratch that and kind of do it again right now. So we today will be sharing our testimonies in Christ and Jesus, how we know Jesus, what got us to knowing Jesus. Non-believers, stick around, just listen. I mean, this is not,
it's a conversation.
It's a conversation. This is not to force anything on you, I promise. Coming from someone that did not believe or, you know, grew up knowing Jesus or, you know, in the church, but never had an encounter. So I personally was very much, is he even real? I believe in things that I see and things that are factual before me, where there's no other explanation but Jesus. So, I mean, I guess just hear a story time. Believe it or not, you can believe it. You don't have to take it. Take it with you. Don't take it with you. Just kind of chime in and listen. So I guess this was, I mean, Emily, we always have still a humorous tone to everything, but I guess this one would be a bit more, not serious, just storytelling, because there are, I guess, personal topics here that obviously weren't all fun and games and humor. But so Emily will like me to start off.
Yes, you can start off sharing.
So I grew up in church. I don't want to touch on religion because we can do that another day, but for me personally, is relationship with Christ. So I grew up in the church. I went to retreats being, there's like places that you go to that you stay overnight, or maybe not even overnight, it could be even a day, where people, they get invite other priests or pastors. I always have that issue saying that.
It's fine.
To kind of teach you a topic, and you're with kids your own age, and you're sharing stories, and you do experiences. You help, even retreats, or Emily and me have done a couple out of state where we help and do the landscaping for special needs places and stuff like that. Pretty cool experiences. Not gonna lie, I feel like the moments where I've been such on a high for like wanting to know Jesus has been in those moments where I feel like they've made it relatable to me, like the Bible. Because church on its own, I didn't understand. I will go in feeling the same way. I will go out feeling the same way I will come in, basically. Anyway, so that was years. Like, I'm talking, my first encounter with Christ and fully believing was 3 years ago. Like, and I've been in the church my whole life.
It's crazy how you remember the time frame. Because there's certain things I'm like, dang, I don't even know when.
Yeah, it's very significant. It's very significant. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you know why. My daughter.
Of course.
So, anyways. So, here we go. I grew up, you know, like I said, in the church, never really, every time I went to retreats, I would hear stories from people. Oh my gosh, my encounter with Christ, my encounter with Jesus. I felt this and I felt that. I'm looking at them like, okay, all right, good for you, you know. I've heard stories of people that have the gift of prophecy, which is basically the gift of prophecy is Jesus or the Holy Spirit uses that person as a tool to inform someone, like, of a message. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's really, like, it's really, it could be anything. Like, if you tell yourself, Jesus, if you're real, to have someone tell me, hop on a leg or hop on one leg and turn around, you know, right here, right now. And you might think it's a joke, but you're testing Jesus. He probably will use someone with the gift of prophecy that is in tune with the Holy Spirit and is very tight with him to come to you, because it's happened, to come to you to say, I don't know why I need to tell you this. It might sound very crazy, but can you hop on one leg and spin around? And you're going to look at them like, what the heck? But so that's that gift. There's a lot of testimonies out there. You know, do your research. Very much real. But anyways, so I've heard those gifts. I heard those stories. Oh, someone, I was going through this and I never told anyone. Someone came up to me and they told me this. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, good for you. Normal. So I grew up basically seeing all that and never having an encounter myself and kind of being frustrated with wanting to know him, or I guess just like wanting to believe in something.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about y'all, but life on its own, just kind of living day to day, sometimes feels a bit useless. Like, you get lonely, you get, what's my purpose? You think so many things, and I'm like, I just want something, like something to grasp onto, and not just live day to day. Like, what am I here for, you know? Especially when it could come at times, people don't know what they want to do in life. People don't know what they're called to do, or people are, you know, lucky them, they grew up wanting to be a doctor, and I'm going to study, I'm going to be a doctor, and they love it, and they're passionate for it. People, lawyers, all that, teachers. But I grew up wanting to do a lot, but never having anything significant to be like, that's what I want to do. So anyways, definitely Christ has been that for me and has guided me, but we'll get there. So 3 years ago, my first encounter, I mean, I've been on and off with him, wanting to be good with him, just having faith and believing in things that I have not yet seen. But then it falls off because I haven't seen. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, who am I believing in? You know, still going out, still partying, drinking, underage drinking, lots of, I mean, being Hispanic and Puerto Rican, especially Puerto Rican, there's a lot of underage, I want to say, quote unquote, because it's legal down there, or they just don't ID you if you like look older. Also, I did fall into smoking weed, essentially marijuana, technical term. I fell into that in high school for years, and outside of high school I did that for a long time as well. Just kind of a season of depression, I feel like, or just finding something to like have to lift up my moods, or just be, I don't know, just something of distraction. I don't know. Anyway, so 3 years ago I got married to my high school sweetheart, very much up and down, very much for certain reasons that I did it very fast. Don't regret it. I have my daughter, and I love my daughter so much, but I married my high school sweetheart. We were still very lost, though, him and me both together, so I feel like at the time it made sense to be together because we both like the same things, like to do the same stuff, addiction-wise and so many other stuff. I'm not going to air his dirty laundry, but I'm picking on a personal level here. So him and me were going through a moment, a very tough moment, essentially even speaking of, you know, is this even going to, like, you and me, are even going to be together? But there was a discussion of having a kid. And I personally was not ready. I personally did not want to have a kid at the time, but I didn't know how to find my voice, I guess, in that sense, to hurt his feelings. Because we're still discussing us, and I know he so badly wanted to still be with me, but there was things that I was dealing with on a personal level that I didn't think it would be okay to be together at the time. So he's just like, oh, we should have a kid, we should have this, but buddy, we're living at your parents' house. Like, we're not financially stable. We don't, like, I'm working at this, like, crummy job just to have money, but in reality, I'm calling out every other day because I don't have responsibilities. I don't. So we're discussing all this stuff, and, oh, we should have a kid, and blah, blah, blah. So that same night, I remember going to bed and praying in my head to myself, like, Lord, if you're real, Jesus, God, up there, someone, like, if you're real, please, I don't want a kid. I don't want a kid. Don't give me a kid. I am not even happy where I'm at right now. I'm not financially stable. I don't have a house. I just, please, if you're listening, like, I just don't want anything to do with this right now. Especially, I want to have a kid with someone that I'm going to be with, essentially, for the rest of my life. I've seen a lot of in my family where it's been, like, up and down, or they have three fathers. Nothing against that, you know, things happen in life. But I personally just know I didn't want that for myself. I mean, if it was, so be it. You know, things happen, but just at the time, I was just thinking that, like, at this point, I don't have the responsibility of having a kid, so I can choose, you know? So I'm praying to God, like, please, no, Lord, please, I don't want one. And that's it. Left it at that. Didn't tell anybody. We go, like, 2 days later to one of his family members' home to celebrate, I think, my mother-in-law's birthday. And his uncle is there, which I met him at my wedding, but briefly. Like, oh, hey, thank you for coming type thing. And I don't even know his name. So he was like, oh, you know, he has the gift of prophecy. You know, I mentioned prophecy earlier, and I'm like, cool, great. That's cool. Like, you know, and he's telling me, oh, you know, he's said a bunch of crazy stories, but sometimes people say things and you're like, yeah, yeah, okay. You know, like, cool. Until it happens to you. So the thing is, it wasn't right away. I'm at the party. We're celebrating her birthday. You know, I've had a couple of drinks. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to sober up, but I'm just kind of tired. I'm ready to go home. We've been out there for a couple hours. So I see my husband, he's talking to him, and I go up to him, and to like see what they're talking about and just kind of be there. And he sees me and automatically is like, oh, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. Oh, you know, you're going to do big things in life. To me, that's extremely vague. Like, anyone can tell you, you're going to get money. You're going to do big things. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a great life. And yeah, thank you. Oh, my God, I need to hear that. It's so vague. I'm like, okay, great. Like, I'm not one to fall easy, you know? And then he was like, I also want to tell you that Jesus is going to give you a baby when he wants to, not when you want to. And I was like, oh, that's one definitely. Yeah, to stop me in my tracks. And I was like, okay. And he's like, and you will have your home. And you will be financially stable. And you will. And he's saying everything that I said to in my own head, but not to no one else. And I was like, I was just so in awe and stuck. And then he went to my husband and told him things, too, that my husband was even in shock as well. That was my first encounter. Having an encounter with Jesus doesn't mean you're right away like, I serve you, Lord, you know, and mm-hmm. you go crazy. Because I was still, it's still addictions you need to break. Things that you're used to doing that you're like, I don't want to stop, you know. But definitely a moment.
Very real.
Yeah, definitely a moment where I've called my mom because my mom has encountered Jesus and has had prophecy over, like people speak over her life and things that, you know, made sense. And how can they know that? Nobody knows that. And so that moment type of thing. So I'm sitting there like in awe. Wow, Jesus is so real. And he was like, I remember him saying, like, take my number down. Remember this day because it's going to happen soon. I was like, a pregnancy's doing my guy. Relax now. So then
psych.
Okay. Yeah. So then a month later, the thing is me and my husband, respectfully, you know, I don't want to say TMI because this is a safe place for the little ears as well. But we weren't trying, you know, to have a baby either. Like that wasn't anything crazy. So a month later, I remember I was working, I was dealing with heavy boxes and stuff, and I was like 2 days late. And I remember my last period. I was 2 weeks late and I received it. So 2 days late to me is nothing like compared to 2 weeks. So I'm like, no, I don't have it. I remember my sister actually was the one that bought me the test. And she was like, oh, like just take it just in case or just have it and just let us know. So I was supposed to take it that night. I didn't. The following morning I'm up and I'm about to do my 4 a.m. shift in like a little warehouse thing to like put everything away in like in sections. And I'm lifting up heavy boxes and all. And my husband's like, just take the test just in case because I don't want you lifting up stuff if you are. And I'm like, there's no way I am. Like, there's no way. Like, just relax. I don't need to take it. Just take the test. So I took the test. I'm brushing my teeth, literally, like, minding my business. I promise you, I'm like, there's no way. Like, I could care less. I look down, and I don't know if y'all know about the test, but do you know the little line that's supposed to be like the one that comes in after the one that's always going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a line that's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what. So the one that comes up afterwards to say like you're pregnant, that line came up first than the one that's always supposed to be there. And it came out darker than the one that's supposed to be there. So it was like, girl, you pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So I saw that and I was like, what the heck? I started shaking. I ran up to him from like the laundry room, I remember. And I'm like, look, my hands are shaking. I don't think he can even see because my hands are shaking holding it. He's like, hold on. And he looks at it and he's like, oh, in such awe. And I'm like, go cut the other test. I think he's like in awe and I'm like pissed. Like I'm upset. And he's like, he go gets the other test. I'm taking it. They're all coming up positive. And it's still, I remember doing a doctor's appointment to hear from the doctor's mouth. Because I'm like, ain't no way. All these tests are wrong. These tests are wrong. And I remember him being like hugging me, like emotional, like happy. And I couldn't even get my hands to like my arms to like, oh my God, I'm getting emotional.
That's okay.
Yeah, sorry. To like wrap my arms around him. Because I was just not in a good place. I mean, my head has never thought like abortion because of my beliefs. Sorry. My head has never thought abortion because of my beliefs, but it was definitely like, I don't want this right now. Like, I don't even know if I want to be with you, you know?
And, like, the circumstances you felt didn't make sense.
Like, I'm living here with your parents. Like, this is not a life that I envisioned. Yeah, I'm like, what is this? So, anyways, I remember even hiding my pregnancy for so long, making a big deal about it. Like, no one say anything. No one, I don't know if you remember that. Like, don't post anything. Don't say anything. And it was this whole thing until, I mean, the first appointment, I heard the heartbeat. And my sister was like, can I post it? I'm like, yeah, screw it. Like, it's fine. They're going to notice anyways. Like, you know, if they don't see a big belly in front of me, you know. But it was just a tough moment in life for sure. And I remember even him asking me, like, are you not happy? And I'm like, no, it's not that. it was definitely a hard thing to like grasp around. And I've always been honest with him. And I'm like, I'm just, you know, where we are, you and me. And I don't know if like I want to do this. It was this whole thing. Anyways, so that was my first encounter. And I remember, oh, and this is what really shook me. The guy that told me, his uncle, the one that told me with the gift of prophecy, he texted me. I didn't tell anyone. It was the same day. I didn't tell anyone about the pregnancy, only my husband. So, and I know he didn't say anything. We were like, let's keep it quiet. Let's surprise him. Let's buy a gift to surprise him. So we haven't even gotten there. Like, nobody knows. He texted me after he told me to text him. But anyways, he texted me and he was like, do you have something to tell me? Like, and I was like, how do you know? And he was like, who do you think? I'm like, oh my Lord. Like, that's just that was just a crazy, 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 crazy time. And I honestly believe the Lord saved me. Because it was, like, right off the bat, like, I had to cut drinking. I had to cut smoking.
Of course.
Like, so many things. And I wholeheartedly believe, yeah, that he's, like, that was the process of him saving my life. And, yeah, so it's a big part of my testimony.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. I'm getting emotional. But Jesus is just so good.
He is.
So I remember in the 9 months, I had nothing else but to, like, I guess read the Bible and sit there and really praise God because I've been, and eat. And enjoy eating, essentially. I remember even crying because I went through this whole weight loss, like, version of myself. And I felt so good, like, never before. Then I got pregnant, so I was, like, having a hard time. Like, I can't eat this, I can't eat that because I'm going to get fat. And mom's like, enjoy it. Just enjoy your pregnancy. You can do that afterwards. And here we are in the process of losing the baby weight. But still.
She looks amazing, everyone.
I've lost a big chunk already.
Yeah how much? Sure.
40, 45 pounds.
Exactly. Yeah. That is a big deal. It's not
I only have 15 casually left to go, so it's a little chunk compared to the big thing. But anyways, we did it again. I'm really proud. That's all with Jesus because the Lord have mercy. Anyways, so I was in, like, reading the Bible, stuck with him, hand in hand with God, because I had no other option. You know, I can't fall back on other addictions when I'm upset. I can't fall back on anything. I'm like, I got Jesus and that's it. And I think a lot of that time, because of where I was sleeping at my husband's house, his bed was so uncomfortable to me with my belly that I ended up temporarily, essentially, moving back in with my parents to sleep on my bed. My mattress is so good. to sleep on my bed. And I would have, like, I would pray to God, yo. So Emily and me started doing, I don't know, do you want to chime in on, like, you want to share this part? Because I have so many other stories involving, like,
you know what I'm thinking?
What?
And I won't edit this out. I'm just going to keep it real. I think this episode should be dedicated to just your story.
And then the next one
and
will be yours.
And the next one.
Like, whenever you feel ready to share.
To be honest, like, as we're recording, I'm, like, kind of talking to God. And I don't even know how to deliver, like, my story. Like, I feel like I have to sit down and, like, gather my thoughts. So you can literally just, this is all about you. Like, all about Jesus, but, like, all about you.
Okay.
How you've,
alrighty.
Go ahead.
So
I don't know what part you were meaning for me to chime in.
No, I don't know. I just meant, like, for you to start on your testimony and then I'll continue.
Take your time.
Okay.
You got the floor, girl.
Alrighty. So, then essentially I remember when moving in, Emily and me started doing Bible studies. Going to someone, a friend, someone that we know, their house to do Bible studies. And so here's the thing. When I was younger, I would hear stories about sleep paralysis all the time. I didn't know the meaning of it. I just know I didn't want that to happen to me, period. Like, I was like, that's so scary. Like, having someone, like, be on top of you, like, evil things, evil, scary things be on top of you with scary, like, atmosphere, and you can't move, you can't speak. All you can do is look at it.
Yeah.
And the more you try, the deeper you get into it. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, oop, I do not want that. And I remember the first time hearing it was in middle school, and I just blocked that out of my mind. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that. So we are in the Bible study, and one of the guys that's sharing his testimony, he's like, I was doing a lot of bad stuff and opening doors to a lot of demonic entities and stuff like that. And being with my partner that was doing the exact same thing, and I suffered with sleep paralysis because of it. I would see demonic entities in the corner of my room calling out. And he's just sharing, like, the deeper meaning of sleep paralysis and what it's demonic, essentially. Like, it is. And that, to me, was, like, a trigger, something that I, like, pushed down. Like, I'm like, ooh, like a fear of, like, I don't want to be into that. Anyways, and he was like, you know, you just say Jesus to get out of these things. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm still a baby. I don't say baby Christian, but, like, a baby person in relationship with Jesus, because yeah. essentially my first encounter was just finding out I'm pregnant. Now I'm pregnant and now I'm just kind of finding my way, you know, mm-hmm. and I have no choice but to, because I'm like dropping a lot of these addictions without even wanting to, because mm-hmm. it was just an obligation, period.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's scary. So anyways, I go to bed after learning that, like, hee hee ha ha, talking to everybody, oh, good night. We go to bed. I'm in my room. I'm reading the Bible, you know, kind of trying to find my way in the Bible, because I've always like, yeah, I believe in Jesus and I'll do my prayers, but my prayers would be asking God, like, God, I want this, God, I need this. And I never even cracked open the Bible. Like, my Bible's dusty in the corner, like, whew, I had to like dust that thing off when I grabbed
not the
it.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, where even is that thing? I'm yeah. like digging through it for like other books under all my Diary of Wimpy Kid collection.
The accuracy.
Anyways, but so I'm sitting there and I'm like reading it, and okay, I go to bed normal. So I'm like in a dream. And I can remember this. I'm in a dream, and the dream just instantly stops. And I find myself, like, I don't even... Oh, okay, so this is where... So I'm in a dream, and it stops because my body, what it feels like is physically rolling around the bed with my pregnant belly and everything, like, rolling, like, up, like,
that's
like
insane.
side to side, like, where I can't stop, where I'm, like, being suffocated because, like, my face even is, like, landing on the... I don't know how to explain it. Landing on the bed and then landing on the bed because I'm rolling, like...
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like a kid rolling down a hill where he's like going in circles with his whole body. That's really what it was, all visual. Over my bed. Yeah, mm-hmm. all over my bed. And I'm like trying, I just remember feeling and trying to grasp my sheets to like get a hold of something. And then all of a sudden it stops and I land on my side exactly how I was in like real life. Like I can see the situation, mm-hmm. you know, like that's where I went to sleep and that's where I am and I can't move. And I'm like, damn it. Like this is the devil, essentially. Like he heard my fear. I said it out loud. I don't want to deal with that. Like I'm here. I didn't even give this man opportunity to shine. I don't want to. I remember just a guy being like, you just call out to Jesus and you'll it'll go away. So I was just Jesus.
That's all you
yeah
need.
The thing, I was just Jesus, the almighty name of mm-hmm. Jesus. And I just I didn't even think in seconds. I just snapped out of it so fast, and I literally wake up to me on the side, because that's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you can hear my voice, like, physically, like, yell out, Jesus, like, out there. Like, and I was like, oh, my gosh. It took me a while to get back to bed, because obviously, like, you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's scary. It's a bit scary.
Of course.
So, I'm like, what's in here? So, anyways, I start praying. I pray a little bit. I rebuke. And I'm, like, essentially trying to calm myself down and go back to bed. And I did go back to bed. Anyway, so I feel like I've really connected the most in my pregnancy in those 9 months with Jesus. And because I had no choice, I remember at one point even reading the Bible and, you know, just... having my moment, actually feeling a bit connected more. Like, wow, I think I'm reaching levels here with my prayers. And just talking to him and actually just being in conversation. I think switching the mentality of asking him
mm-hmm.
for things to, God, what do you want me to do for you? Because, like, you do so much for me. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do? Like, I just want to have a relationship. Like, be my friend. Like, mm-hmm. be my father. Essentially, you are my dad. So, like, just what do you want me to do? And it just,
like, show me who you are.
Yes,
yeah.
It just switched so much, like my perception and my relationship with him in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
That I remember going to bed and I remember waking up crying because I heard a voice in my sleep. Like I remember in my left ear say, like, look at you. But it was like a manly voice, and he put it as if it was like dad's voice. So like kind of give me essentially like a father. Mm-hmm. And I was not scared. Baby, if you're in fear, it is not of the Lord. Like, but I remember crying. I was like, I think I've heard him. This is crazy. But you know, I let that be, but it was still like a moment for me. Anyway, so that was that. I get out of having, you know, I have my baby. That's a miracle on its own, creating life. I have my baby. This is where the challenging parts start again. So I go back into earthly measures after having my kid. I did try to pick up smoking again. I smoked maybe once or twice, and I had the baddest trips. Like, I've never, ever experienced that. Even when I first started, I never experienced a horrible trip. It was so bad that I can 100% say, like, the Lord was, like, doing that on purpose or letting mm-hmm. that happen to be, like...
Yeah, he permitted
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, I got you out of it. Why would you turn back to it? Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing that. And then...
And thank God for those moments.
Yeah, 100%. And then, I mean, I was still drinking here and there because obviously I'm not having alcohol for a while and then so many things. So I did start drinking, pick up more drinking than anything. I wasn't like alcoholic, but I would drink.
Mm-hmm.
that. So at this time, my husband, he did, he got a CDL license. So he was doing out of state so then I can be at home. Well, okay, so essentially I'm living with his parents. Before I give birth, we do move into our first apartment because I cannot see myself, like, kind of putting anybody through this responsibility of, or even telling me what to do, because I'm like, this is my first kid. Like, I wanna do things my way. Like, I don't want anyone being like, well, I used to. Like, if I don't want to do that, I don't want to do that. Like, leave me alone, you know? So we move out. But in order to pay all finances and for me to stop working so I can take care of my baby, my newborn, he does a CDL license and he goes out of state. Like, I'm talking like 3 months, even out of time sometimes. And that was tough because I was practically raising like my baby with help of his parents, which I'm so grateful for, and my parents, which I'm again really grateful for, because every other weekend, if not every 2 weekends or something like that, they would actually grab the baby to give me a break, to do laundry, to clean, to something, because they know I'm doing it alone, or go out with a friend, like just take a breather essentially. So I did that, so that put a toll in my marriage again. We're not together, you know, we're separate. He's a different state, three months difference. There's always like an argument of something. There's always, I'm sleep deprived. I'm doing it all by myself, and he's calling me, telling me like that, you know, he doesn't like it out there, and I'm over here like, suck it up, basically. Like, I'm sleep deprived, I'm doing this by myself. At least I'm like envious of him and he's envious of me. I'm like, you're there with the baby and I want to be with the baby. I'm over there like, you're required to at least have 10 hours of sleep and a truck before you even drive. Like, I can't even have like 3 to myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I can't even cook. I can't even eat. I can't even take a shower without putting the baby down and she's crying. Like, it was, I want to say, one of the toughest moments of my life for sure. Anyways, it comes out later. This is where I really spiraled out of control, where our marriage is basically falling apart, and he decides to quit his job to work closer so then he can move back in and work on our marriage. But he does confess to me infidelity, essentially. And I've never, with him, I've never was a cheater. I've never did anything. So him doing that to me, and the thing is, I never expected it from him ever. That broke me. That set me, like, apart. That was horrible. So we were on the verge of like, this is it, this is over, mostly me than anything, but he literally is like, you're gonna end things with me, I need you to know the full truth because this is eating me up. So he told me, and then he's like, but I want to work on it, I just want you to know the truth. And I was like, oh my Lord, I can't believe this. So that happened, and then me having a relationship with Jesus and starting and knowing that he is real for that encounter, I was like, well, I know at least I don't want to make any rash decisions without bringing him into it. Like, if he tells me leave.
He got into it.
Yeah, Jesus into it. If Jesus tells me hop off this bridge, I'm hopping off this bridge. If he tells me hop on one leg, I'm hopping on one leg. So I was like, Jesus, am I going to end this marriage? Like, I need an answer from you. So my whole family decides actually to do the 21 Daniel's fast.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all heard of it, but it's a biblical fast. It's tough, especially if you're used to eating a whole bunch of things. It's very mentally.
But it's supposed to be sacrificial.
That's the whole point. Fasting is not to be like, well, I don't really use this, so I'll just give this up. If you don't use it, you're not sacrificing anything, you know? If you're used to being on your phone and social media and you're on it all the time and you want to fast something, then you fast that. Get off, delete all the apps. And it's going to be tough. Believe me, you're going to see yourself grabbing your phone constantly, wanting to check social media, so many things.
But the point is to essentially supplement that with God, like spending even more time walking in with God.
For sure.
And seeking out his wisdom. 100%. In that time.
So I think I got off social media, and then I also did the Daniel's fast. Daniel's fast being you eat everything that comes from the earth. So the ingredients have to be salt, pepper, like straight water.
Whole foods, essentially.
Yeah, organic, but you can't have meat. It's essentially vegan, but without the sugar or anything extra. It's just straight up from the ground, you know? So I did that for the 21 days. I did that. And so did he, because he wanted, basically saying sorry to our marriage and to God.
He wanted to partner up with this. Like,
yeah,
it's
he was like,
team.
I want to answer too. Like, I'm sorry. This is my I am sorry, practically. And I was like, okay, this is my, am I going to be with you or not? So we're doing that. My sister and me actually went to this women's conference thing at a church and all that. So there was a lot of like biblical retreats and things lining up in those 21 days where it was just filling up our days. That kind of made our days go by fast and fill it more than what we're actually doing on our own,
mm-hmm.
like reading the Bible. So we do that. And there's, I don't know if you guys heard, but it's a really good movie if you want to look into deliverance and the meaning of deliverance and the reality of how much this world is so spiritual than you actually ever know. Like, this world is so spiritual. It's a spiritual warfare in the sense of there's a lot of demonic entities and things that you might not even understand or might even, that's demonic. This is happening to me. That's demonic. And it's not like you don't have to be possessed to be walking up the wall or anything.
Truly.
Yeah, that's not like it. It's just things that you allowed in your life. You open doors to
take a stronghold
that are
on you.
Now lingering over you that you may not be aware of. And you're like, why can't I shake this off? Why can't I be doing this? And a lot of it is doors that you've allowed, that you've opened because you stepped foot in there and you received it. And you think it's fun. You think it's all.
It could be something that's even familiar. I mean, literally growing up, what you don't know, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do know, it's like being able to take the initiative to close those doors. And free yourself
for
from
sure.
it.
And
like,
a lot of it is generational things that, you know, if you grew up in a toxic household, you know, without even you trying, that's a door open for you
mm-hmm.
to possibly even imitate those same actions when you get older and you don't understand why, but it's because you learned it, you saw it, that door was open to you without you even trying, which is sad, but getting to know Jesus will deliver you from that.
Changes everything.
100%. Mm-hmm. So anyways, there's this movie, that the basis of it is this movie called Come Out in Jesus' Name. It's a documentary, actually, of pastors that are really well known. They're really good in deliverance, and they're kind of
their main like ministry.
Yeah,
I would say.
So, and they're putting out there like what it means, what it is, and how Jesus works in it, and it's just so real. Anyways, so I'm like, well, we're doing this Daniel's fast, like we should definitely, because it's going viral on TikTok. I found that it's going viral on TikTok of people like actually being delivered. And in movie theaters after watching this, and there's people that are in there that are equipped to pray over you, and they're praying over you, and like, let, like, literally you've seen the video, like, let him go, and the person's screaming, like, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So they only brought it in certain states at a certain time, because it's not like a worldwide movie, you know, like it's nothing like The Avengers coming out or anything like that. So it's a production paid by them essentially to hit states at certain times. So eventually hits Florida, literally the day that we finish our fast, or the day after we finish our fast. Mm-hmm. So we're like, let's do it. Let's watch it. We go as a family. We went to City Walk to go see it. And we watched the movie. We're all in awe of, like, this is really happening in the world. Like, it's not just, thank you, Jesus. Bye, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Like, and you close that chapter. Like, no. There's mm-hmm. a lot of entities out there, a lot of things that you're not aware that you're opening doors to that you, I don't know.
Is like the spiritual realm is very real.
Oh, 100%.
It's not just what you see physically through your own eyes, but it, I feel like everything that has happened physically started spiritually, and that's a whole other thing. But
oh, for sure. Yeah, and that's why in this, and I feel like that's why in this life, when you see people like, I don't believe in Jesus, but I believe in mediums, I believe in crystals, I believe in so many this mm-hmm. of this other things, is the spiritual power that are you giving to it. And I'm not surprised if you say like, oh, I can show you testimonies too on this. I can show you. I'm not surprised if it works. I would not be surprised, because there's something spiritual behind it, and it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I see someone like, oh, they're gonna be healed and something happens, you know, like I am not, that's why sometimes even brujería, santería,
witchcraft,
witchcraft is a real thing, and they're like, oh, but this did happen, I did get famous, I did get. Because the spiritual behind it, it's not Jesus. It's not a good spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that's going to make you feel good temporarily, obviously, to get you on their side. They're going to give you anything you want. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not surprised if it did. Oh, manifesting it and putting it into the world and into the universe mm-hmm. and it actually happens. It's a spiritual universe. The mm-hmm. devil hears you just as well as Jesus does when you speak out loud. So, obviously, I'm not surprised if things do happen. Like, I believe it. Yes, I believe that happened for you because it is a spiritual life. Anyway, so I'm just saying, like, as much as when we speak on Jesus and we say all this stuff, is like, but then other things you give opportunity to and it does work, it's because there's a spiritual life out there, and it's all connected and it all leads back to Jesus. I just want to clarify on that. So we're watching this movie and you're seeing deliverances on screen and all that. And we're like, wow, that's so crazy. And at the end, it does a prayer. But Universal City Walk cut the prayer off Because I'm sure they've seen how much was going on in different movie theaters and other movie theaters that were like, yeah, this is not going to happen here. Like the chaos of people's, you know, being delivered and people, maybe they don't even believe and like, yeah, we don't want that craziness here. So we're going to cut it mm-hmm. off. We got to keep it rolling, keep it pushing for the next movie. So the prayer gets cut off and people are in there like, like we made a movie for this prayer. Like in there, we're like, okay, it's crazy. And then people stayed there and like, we're going to recite the prayer and whoever just wants to pray. So we start praying in the movie theater, a bunch of people. And us, my family, we're praying in there. And I'm, like, just praying. And all of a sudden, I hear, let him go. Let him go. That's my first encounter with seeing deliverance ever. And I was like, what the heck? So I turn, I look, and I see someone on the floor. And the guy's throwing up, like, being delivered. Like, you can be, you don't have to throw up to be delivered. But there's ways of you feeling lifted and being delivered. And a lot of the time, you're going to see people throwing up. So he's throwing up and like, let him go, praying over him. And this lady is like, I'm fire for God. And she's, oh, who wants to be delivered? Wants to be delivered. And I see my mom pointing at me. She's like, you want to be delivered? I was like, baby, I don't know, I want to be on this floor throwing up. You're crazy. Obviously, it's my ignorance. I don't know much about it, but I'm like interested, I guess, in knowing. So
like this, I guess, ministry.
Yeah.
Is new.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, what the heck? You know, you're used to going to church and like feel good messages, which do feel good, and you walk out of there like learning things and you're like, wow, that's great, but like this is a whole new ball game.
And it's straight up biblical because yeah. Jesus casted demons from people.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
It's kinda like sometimes it seems as if some churches they just wanna keep
mm-hmm.
that like Jesus is love and Jesus, you know, all this stuff, which is true. But yeah, touching on like the deliverance isn't as common. So of course it was a concept that was new to us in that way. Like we know about it again from the Bible, but like deep diving into it, we were basically stepping our toes in that water.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I was very careful with my words. I was like, I don't know about deliverance, but can you pray over me? And she was like, yeah, come here. So what's your name? And second encounter I have with the gift of prophecy, she starts telling me, like, letting go, like, very specific. She's like, I pray over you for whatever, whatever. I pray over you for your addiction to marijuana. I pray over you for it. And she's, like, going off on things that even I haven't ever told anybody. So I'm like, oh, my Lord. So I'm praying, and I'm like, Jesus, oh, my gosh, you're so real. Like, this is crazy, you know? And I'm receiving the prayer, and it's another, I don't want to go too deep into it, but their prayer was very real. She was hitting things that no one ever knows. And even whispered in my ear to tell me specific things. I feel like she might have thought, like, maybe no one knows, so I'm not going to say it out loud. And definitely told me in my ear. And I was just in awe and shock of this whole thing. Like, how does she know that? And it was a lot more deeper than, oh, you're going to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is crazy. How does she know that? So I'm receiving Jesus. And I'm like, wow, wow, wow. What a moment. Honestly, what a moment. And after the Daniel's fast, what a moment. Letting it be. She prays over my husband. And starts calling him out on the infidelity, everything that he did, all the addictions, everything. So you can tell this lady is not going down a list to pray the same thing over everyone. Like, she's hitting specifics on each person. Like, she is not, like, whatever she told me, she did not tell him. She told him something totally different. And if y'all never know my husband is quiet. Okay, this man is quiet. He is not outspoken at all. I mean, unless it's something necessary, but he is very quiet. You will not see him yelling. You will not see him. If anything, I'm the crazy one. And if I go off doing something, he's like, hey, calm down. Like, people are looking. So, it's yeah. So, he is very quiet.
Come correct.
Yeah. He's very quiet. But this lady starts praying over him. This man drops to the floor. And, like, in a crowd. You know what I'm saying? In the movie theater. This man is yelling, scraping with his nails, like, the floor. And, like, yelling. And the lady's like, let him go. And the spirit of tal, 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 and whatever. And he's, like, yelling even louder and, like, telling him so many things. And I was like, oh, my Lord. I was in shock. That really shook me. I was like, this is a whole nother level. So I'm praying over him, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, after all that, him and me are like, wow, like, this moment just happened. But in my eyes, I'm like, Lord, you did not answer me still to see if this is the marriage for me. Literally before we even leave, a lady that I didn't even look at, we didn't even speak to each other, nothing stops us. And she's like, you guys are married, right? I was like, yeah. She's like, the Lord is saying there's restoration in your marriage. I was like, oh, okay, great. You know, like, oh, man. Okay, this is so instantly, I feel like my heart was, like, I forgave him instantly. Because if the Lord is saying it, that boom, that's it. That's what's going to happen. So I forgave him instantly. But I feel like I didn't forgive myself. I didn't heal personally because later on in the road, I did a whole bunch of mistakes. I did things that, you know, my husband is aware of. He found out. Definitely, you know, sleeping through the phone and all that because I was hurt. I was very much hurt. Yeah, so I went through another spark. You know, it was a lot of up and downs, getting good with God, backing away. And that's why I feel like I do want to share someone. If someone listening that is trying to get good with God, but they don't know because they feel like that to be perfect. And,
oh my gosh.
And I've been there before mm-hmm. where I'm like so on fire for Jesus and then I mess up and I think I just messed everything up that I just go crazy and I just keep living.
Like as if it's like an all or nothing, like yeah. black and white.
Yeah, so I've gone up and down. Look, you don't have to be perfect. Thank God we're not called to be perfect. The only perfect one is Jesus. Thank the Lord because mm-hmm. baby, I be struggling out here.
Yeah. Like, join the club.
Yeah,
the club.
I be struggling out here. Like it's. Yeah, don't stress. You do the best that you can. Obviously, it's not he's going to forgive me and do it again. And I'm going to do it again. He'll forgive me. It's not that.
Yeah, we can't take advantage of yeah, the grace that he gives us.
It's consciously knowing, though, that, like, man, I messed up. And you feel terrible. And you're like, I don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
And you don't do it again. And maybe in a couple years, I mean, God forbid, you know, you happen to fall. You're like, dang, I've been, like, 5 years clean. I can't believe I did this. And then you just don't do it again. It happens. We're not perfect. But just stay firm. You fall, get back up. Like, yeah. He's not going to turn his back on you because you failed. Like, he's still here. It's like, okay, you failed. Let's pray about it. Let's keep going. You know what I'm saying?
He loves you so much.
He does. So, after all that, you know, you would think, like, wow, what an encounter. That's so crazy. Like, how did that even happen? And, oh, another thing. I was smoking at the time, like, finding a way of, like, you know, essentially getting high and, like, wanting to feel, like, that hit. This is prior to the Daniel's fast. I needed a job because at this point I gave birth, 3 months are over, and I'm like, I want to help. I feel incompetent if I'm not working. I'm like, I need to put some money. Like, I need money for myself, if anything, you know. I don't like asking my husband, can I get like so many money? I want to get my nails done. He's very giving. He'll do it, but I just don't like. I don't want to do it, you know. So I needed a job, and I got a call from this job that recently I was at for like over a year. And I really did like it, but it was just time to go. Anyways, but I got a call from this job saying, hey, I got your phone number for so. Because I was praying for a job, too. It's like, can you interview? And I was like, whoa, that's so crazy. Yes. Like, I'll interview. So definitely the Lord put me there because I'll tell you right now, I was smoking. And they wanted a drug test. And I was like, oh, no. But I was like, you know what, Lord? I have no time to do no cleanse, to fake it, to drink a lot of water, to clean myself. I have no time. I'm like, I want to go do this test. If you allow the doors to be open, they will be open. So I did my test. I did everything. Tell me how it came back so clean. Like, as if, like, I didn't put anything in my system. And it was, like, I think I smoked, like, the day before after finding out, like, I didn't do drug tests or something like that. I was like, that is so crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he definitely opened that door for me. Now, skip forward, the fast, all that. You would think I'm be good with the Lord because he told me to fix my marriage. I'm here with my husband. You know, it ain't working out that way. We're trying. It's just not the best. Going up very much up and down. I'm making a lot of mistakes. You know, it's just not good. What happens next? Okay. I feel like this is like fast forward. Fast forward to now. I want to say this past couple months. We start, Emily and me start going to this new church. And this pastor is so gifted, y'all. I want to say this pastor is extremely gifted. He has the gift of prophecy and deliverance and all that, like, on him. He is so well gifted, and he automatically spoke to Emily and me the second we came in. Things that obviously, like, again, no one knows. It's the Lord uses them as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang, we can get this every Sunday, but it's not like the Lord's gonna talk to you like that every Sunday. You know, he has other people, and maybe he will, maybe he not, but you're not there. We have to keep in mind, guys, we're not there for the pastor,
period. I was gonna bring that up.
Yeah, we're not there for the pastor. A lot of people are church hurt. Like, they go to a church, like, this person looks like this person looks like that. They're hypocrites. They talk about this and they do this. Baby, it is a man-made church. Thank God that you're not there to worship them. You're there to worship Jesus. You know, like, you're not there for them. Who cares if they're a hypocrite? Like, there's gonna be hypocrites everywhere. Believers in Christ, not believers in Christ. It's everywhere. It's all gonna happen. People are gonna let you down. Jesus won't. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so. It's, you know, this thing, it's just refreshers. I feel like having this pastor, like, being used as a tool and tell you things, it's a refresher. And that solidified my relationship.
And I want to add a side note, because I have this, like, pressed on my heart of, like, always making sure too that throughout these moments, like, I know for a fact my sister has brought everything that has been spoken to her back to God, because there are a lot of people that claim to say things that, mm-hmm. oh, God said, and they end up not being true. So rather than, like, depending on a human being, which we should never, always depend on God. And God yeah. does gift people to use their specific gifts that are supernatural to kind of be the voice of God and speak into an area of just people's life. If that's like the ministry that God has called them to do. And yeah, I just felt like that's necessary.
Yeah,
we're not going to people to,
for sure.
Oh, tell me my future. No, because then that quickly becomes mediums and that's just witchcraft.
Which,
and we're not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, which
you
I'm
know?
Not, again, I want to say I don't doubt if you say like, yeah, but mediums have worked for me, psychics have worked for me, because they do have a gift. But it's being used very wrong.
And it's based,
it's demonic. I just want to be straight up. It is demonic.
The devil himself can never prophesy on your
future
because he can't see that. Only God
Jesus.
Can. But he can definitely bring stuff up
your past.
From your past.
Yes.
And that's why
it's already happened. It's seen. He can talk about what's been seen. So people that believe in mediums, it's easy to be like, oh, but. That my grandfather came by and they said they talked about a teddy bear that I had when I was a kid. Of course, all the demons, all the angels, everybody knows that you had a teddy bear when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not your father. Like it's not your father. There, mm-hmm. it's not your grandfather. It's nothing. It's a demonic entity taking place and just speaking on things that they've already seen.
Mm-hmm. And when we're sharing all this stuff, I know to whoever's listening, some of this stuff could be. Foreign to you, you could believe it, you could not.
I think we're crazy.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
But our purpose in bringing it up, and I'm happy that Melanie brought all these things up into her story. Again, I had no idea what she was going to share today. I just trust that whatever God has placed in her heart to share, she shares. But we just want to bring light into what's true. There's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of chaos happening in the world. And I think in a world that sometimes gets easily offended or feels the need to cancel someone for disagreeing, I think it's refreshing to be able to speak the truth and speak light into something that, hey, maybe you've never considered before. It's not a matter of, hey, I'm trying to disagree with you on your beliefs, blah, blah, blah. But it's a matter of like, hey, I come from a messed up background. I thought I had it all together and I didn't. And Jesus was the one that saved me. And this is just an option that you can have this too.
So let's go backtrack. So we go into this church. I'm being spoken over. I'm like, this is fantastic. And I was really in the world. Like I was really in the world. I remember even going there like with a serious face. Like, I'm not ready to be here. I don't want to listen to anything. And this guy calls me out. He's like, come up here. I need to talk to you. I was like, oh my Lord. So he starts talking to me, speaking over my life, and definitely broke me down because it was a come to Jesus moment that I needed because I was definitely going very crazy, like out clubbing and I mean safely, absolutely, but it's still not something. I remember the conviction that I felt, meaning I don't know the word conviction, meaning if you're gonna go, but if you're gonna do something, you get a gut feeling of like probably I shouldn't be here, like this is not good. That's called conviction and biblically.
Yeah.
So I went to a bar. And I was with one of my really close friends, love her so much. So I went to a bar and I see on the wall, thou shalt sin. Baby, the biggest red flag I ever seen and the biggest red flag I've ever ignored. I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, I made a joke and light out of it, but definitely was a conviction. But I let that door open. I opened that door very wide. And then I was looking for every weekend, every other weekend to go do something. Because I wanted to like forget. I wanted to live life to the fullest and go crazy, you know. So I was avoiding church for a while, knowing that the second I step into church, he was gonna call me back and be like, honey, what are you doing, you know. So anyways, this church definitely did that for me. It was a comeback, and I after that I could not miss. Like every Friday or Sunday I was there because I'm like, I want to know what he has for me, I want to know what he has to say. And not even just not sending anyone to come to me, just the message on its own. Like, I'm like, I needed that. I needed to hear that. This is just a good refresher. I experience other things spiritually, the Holy Spirit, the only spirit that you need to be calling on, by the way, when I say spiritually, is the Holy Spirit, which is Holy Spirit, God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, God, the Son, wait, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, sorry,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
I don't know if y'all ever heard it, but I've heard you can hear Holy Ghost, too, I don't know, but they're all three in one, they're all one, the same thing, but they're also three, you know. So the Holy Spirit is the only spirit you need to be calling on. He calls me up to the pastor and he starts praying over me. And I'm just really trying to connect. I'm like, Lord, fix my heart posture. Like, I really want to connect with you. Like, Holy Spirit, don't pass me by. Like, I want to feel you. And I don't know who's ever grown up in a Pentecostal church that has seen the ladies like shaking, running. And they say, like, oh, she's being baptized in the Holy Spirit. She's having an encounter with the Holy Spirit. That's why it's, like, movements that you can't control. And that's essentially what it is. You really can't control it. It's just coming out. Whatever's coming out of your mouth, it's just coming out. And I'm like, okay. As a kid, you're a little scared. Or, like, oh, here we go, this lady again screaming. Here we go, this lady again dancing. Like, lady, stay still. Like, sit down. Like, attention's not always on you, girl. So, anyways, he's, like, praying over me. And I'm like, Lord, like, please. And that's the second time that's ever happened to me. Cause the first time was in a retreat that I went to months prior. But in my head, that can never happen to me again. I thought it was super cool. But this time it was like a real encounter of like, oh, this is real. Like, this is real. So mm-hmm. I am praying. My sister's there. She got prayed over. My mom did too. They're all emotional. They're like in awe. And I just remember like I was feeling so good with Christ. And I'm like, I don't have anything to go up there for. But I just felt in my heart like Jesus put there, like, go up to the altar. When he says who wants to go to the altar, you go up there. So I was ready to tell him if he asked me, like, you know, what do you need, like, to be like, you know what, I don't know, I'm very content, I'm very happy, I feel like I'm getting closer with Christ, so like whatever you want to pray over me, like, just do so. So that's not what happens, and he starts praying over me. So I'm like, Lord, like, I want to receive you. When I start yelling and hopping and moving and movements I can't even control, and I'm just, thank you Jesus, like repeating, like just yelling it, and that's not me either, like it's I'm in a crowd, that's not me either to be doing that, besides like, and there's a humor behind it or something with my sister, but this is like a different,
no, I could tell that,
yeah,
that was not you, like, voluntarily, like,
yes, for sure, up. I'm like, I can't do that, so I'm like hopping and everything. And then this man goes, oh my, you're going to be laughing in the Holy Spirit. Because there's people that you do see when they receive the Holy Spirit. They either cry, they say things, they speak tongues, or they can even start laughing. So he was like, oh, you're going to start laughing in the Spirit. You're going to feel so good with the Holy Spirit. I literally, my tears just whoop, disappear. And I just start laughing, like,
it
uncontrollably.
It was amazing to witness that. Because I'm sitting down and I'm just praying while she's getting prayed over. And, like, witnessing all these different things that I've never seen myself, really. It's specifically for my sister. Like, I know my sister, and I know that she's not one to be joking around with this stuff or to just, like, move a certain way just because, you know? But the fact that, yeah, she starts laughing, and it's, like, filled with joy. I just remember tearing up myself because I'm like, dang, there are times that we ask God for something, and, like, Being able to see you experience that brought me a joy. Like, I didn't have to experience it myself to receive that.
Yeah.
So, continue.
Yeah. So, I started laughing and everything. And then the pastor, which he rarely does, he starts speaking in tongues. And he was, and at the end of it, he was like, you started this. Because everybody was getting prayed over and they were getting their messages, right?
On a Friday night.
Yeah. But then when it hit me, it was like such a, like, spirit overflow,
yeah,
that other people after me were like hopping and receiving the Holy Spirit and like crying and laughing, and he was like, you started that, like, you're contagious. And anyways, but it was just such a good filled night being there. Essentially, I ended up bringing my husband because, again, you know, the struggle bus. So I bring my husband because him and me are like in the edge of, you know, separation. So I'm like, you know, this is our last hope, like, I have to, you know, I'm telling him what happened with me and how I'm being spoken over to. And for him, he's like, I want that. I need that. Like, thank God that this man has come far in Jesus to know when things like that happen. He's like, I want a piece of that, you know? So he went, got a piece of that. And the pastor ended up speaking over him, like, crazily again. He got delivered a couple times. Because I do want to say, the Lord does not deliver you, like, fully, like, off the bat.
He could.
This, yes, for sure.
God is so, like,
precise.
Personal for, like, every personal for every person. What I'm trying to get is, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. But yet, he is knowing every single detail about your life. He created you.
I just feel like he doesn't want to overwhelm you. So, like,
he knows what you can take. Like, each person is created differently.
Like, he'll give you something to focus on. And, like, wow, I feel good. And then little by little, like, grow more in this. And then little by little, more in that. And then little by little, like, more in that. So, with him, it was that, where my husband, in that sense, where they gave him a little bit. And then gave him a little bit more. They gave a little bit more. And then until fully, he was like, yes. Like, you know, in Christ. So, that's where I was at. Trying to think. Oh, part of the reason why me and my sister are here now also is because we were spoken over about her and me. We're going to make it.
We're going to work together.
We're going to work together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is something that Emily and me have had in the back of our mind for a long time. So me being this church now and receiving Christ and being filled, I ended up leaving the job that I was at to start at a new one. And the thing is, I didn't need to leave the job that I was at, but the opportunity was offered to me, and I was like, okay, I'll take it. And I'm getting confirmation, by the way, because I always brought it back to God, because I don't want to just jump into something. I'm getting confirmation, like, by Christ, like, Jesus, like, it's time for you to go, you know? So I do leave, and then I find out a couple, like, weeks later where I was at, they did this big firing
that
where they fired a whole bunch of people. And the thing is, for my position, because we collided two offices together, there was two people for my position. So essentially either me or the other girl was going to leave if I would have been there. So the Lord made it for me where I didn't have to skip on a check. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
that's amazing.
Like, that money was still there.
He protected you.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so good. So now my sister and me are praying over the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, we need to start this. Like, we want to start this, right? We do a fast before we air the first episode, like 3 days, very light. And this is the latest encounter that I've had with Christ. You know, let's get to this point and not to where we are here. Latest encounter. There's a lot of other ones, but this is just kind of like a summary of where I am. And just to kind of say, like, Jesus is so good. Like, how can you not hear this and be like, dang, that is so crazy, you know? So me and my sister, we're doing this little fast, and I honestly didn't give my full heart into it. But I did do it. What I said I was going to do, I did. But, like, in prayer sense and being in the Bible and just really being strict with, like, I want to fulfill everything every these 3 days with him in it. But I did pray. And I was like, Lord, like, I feel like I'm not doing my best with this fast in terms of, like, praying to you constantly. But I do want you to know, like, the reason why I want to do this podcast and, you know, obviously in your glory and your name and if you allow it, because I don't want to work anymore and miss my daughter's big moments. She's turning two, and I've missed her walk for the first time. I missed her talking for the first time. And it's just things that, you know, I can't get back, and I don't want to keep missing because she's still learning. She's still learning things every single day with her, like, you know, in her eyes and learning how to say certain things and living certain things. And I'm like, Lord, I want to have this podcast be successful because I want to take care of her. I want to stay home with her. I don't want to drop her off anymore. I don't want anyone looking after her, watching over her. I want to be able to, like, in a sense, you know, they ask you, what do you want to be? What do you want to do in life? What is your passion? My passion is being myself. Like, me and my sister have had a big personality, like we've mentioned before, where we feel like we're known to be in the spotlight. Like, I have such a big personality that I just want to be happy being myself and following Christ. And I love to give. I genuinely love to give. I'm a big giver. I receive a lot in giving, like seeing people's reactions and being able to do things for people. I love it. So I'm like, okay,
it's better to give than to receive.
So I'm like, Lord, like, and being financially stable, I, you know, anybody's dream, I want to get my parents out of debt. I want to buy a house. I want to help others. I want to hear a story of someone being like, you know, I don't have enough for this, and surprise them and pay their bill in full. Like, I've done so many things. I'm like, I want to do that. So Lord, like, please. Our lease was about to end. Me and my husband's lease was about to end. So we were gonna, like, essentially move out. And at the same time of this fast, I get told that the lady watching my baby, she's like, I can't watch your baby anymore. Like, I got a job, I had to start working, so I can't watch your baby anymore. And we don't have anyone else. We do not have anyone else. So I'm like, how perfect is it that I don't have to pay bills anymore? That, oh, let me clarify. I moved in with my parents again because priorities. I want to have a house. I want to have a house, and I'd rather save that buck financially than keep spending it on something that is not going to get me anywhere. So anyway, so I don't have to pay rent anymore. There's so many things I'm not paying anymore. And then all of a sudden, like, nobody can watch the baby. So it's perfect that I can take care of her now. And I can focus on the podcast. My sister, we can focus on this. And I just think it's so perfect and how good and Jesus works. And he's so timely and he's so amazing that this happened all together, like where I don't have to pay anything. And I'm praying it in the fast. Like, I want to take care of my daughter. Like, I want to be able to do this. And boom, he gave it to me, like literally handed it to me. So Jesus is so real. I feel like a lot of issues with people that probably don't believe or things that, you know, socially has been acceptable in society where people just say it and they kind of run with it without doing their research or, like, you know, looking into it. I did want to add on.
Elaborate on that fact.
Oh, because I feel like I've heard people where I speak on Jesus. I believe in Jesus, but I just don't believe in the Bible when the Bible is the word, the
like
truth,
they
and
don't
the life.
Receive Jesus completely.
Yeah,
like,
but they don't. But if you need confirmation, you bring it back to the word being the Bible, to Jesus being the Bible a lot, because whether it's back in the day or not, you read it, there's things that relate to you in every sense and aspect of what you're going through in your life for a reason. And you have to really grasp that, like, that's Jesus talking to you. Like, that's you study him in history, so they acknowledge that he existed, that he walked and everything. Like, you study every single other thing, but they can't go deep into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and for, you know, despite people, like, you don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion. It's just this whole thing. So I've heard people like, oh, just because the Bible is man-made. But, like, what makes you say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, have you, like, read into it more? Have you even looked? Or they even, the basic one where, how can someone die and resurrect and who saw it, whatever? There's so many facts out there, which I'm not going to elaborate on now. I mean, if y'all ever do have a question, again, our email and our DM is on there if you do want to elaborate. To elaborate more on that. But there's, like, so many facts out there, and there's so many testimonies and true stories of people. And one thing I do want to name, there's a movie that always helped me out, A Case for Christ.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
It's a true story. It's based on a true story. They don't put all the facts on there of what the actual guy wrote on a book. So imagine that. Like, that movie is filled with lots and lots of facts.
What's the guy's name? Lee Strobel, right?
I
don't even
I
know
think
how
so.
That... Holy Spirit, be chiming in, because I would have never memorized.
Yeah, so he's a pastor.
Lee Strobel.
He's a pastor. I want to quick say about this movie. The movie's a bit corny. Not corny. The acting, I want to say a bit.
But
it's good.
I
like,
was
just
say,
watch it for
it
the
wasn't,
facts.
Like, painful. To
yeah,
watch.
Yeah. Watch it for the facts. Watch it for what it is, because it's a true story, and not all the facts are even on there than what he actually wrote in real life on the book. So this pastor, now pastor Lee Strobel, he was a journalist back in the 70s. Like, a very, very big journalist, like, famous for getting things right. Like, stories are always on point. Like, because he believes in facts. He's, like...
Very logical.
Yeah, he's
yes.
like, I'm not going to put something on this paper that is not true. So, he does his research, you know, like, deep, and shows up in person to talk to the person, like, straight to the source. You know, like, he's like, I'm not about to get caught up later and be called out for something that I wrote that was fake. You know, I want to make sure there's... Like, this is a fact, okay, and what backs up this fact? And what backs up that fact to make this one a fact? You know, like, he's very knowledgeable. So it cuts to the point in his life. His wife experienced something, something happened with his daughter that a person came in and saved their daughter, and they were very grateful. The wife went to go give the person that saved their daughter thanks, and the lady was like, no, it's all Jesus. I'm here for Jesus because of Jesus. Jesus put me here at this time.
Like, I feel compelled to
be
here.
And yeah. They were like, okay, because they're not believers. They're atheists, right? The wife, she grew up, I feel like she did mention she grew up in the sense of knowing, going to church, but she just fell off of that. I was like, man, that's not for me. My parents kind of made me just go to church type of thing. But that kind of opened her eyes. She's like, well, you know, I did grow up in church, so I kind of want to start going. So she starts going to church. It makes her husband upset. Like, the now pastor makes her husband upset, saying, like, are you kidding me? Like, just cut the crap. Like, no, like, you don't need to be, like, believing in this. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're crazy. So him being a journalist, he's like, you know what? I'm going to set out to prove you wrong. Like, that Jesus,
God
that God Jesus. Doesn't exist. Like, I'm going to prove you wrong. Baby, he went out. He got the facts on the whole question of it's a man-made Bible, and the resurrection. Everything that you can possibly think, any human questioning possible that you're like, this is impossible. He set out to find the facts, and at the end, all he found out are facts to prove that Jesus is real, which kind of cracks me up. But it's just so funny.
God has a sense of humor.
Yeah, no, it cracks me up because everybody is like, is quick to be like, oh, I don't believe. But they believe in, they try anything but Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do anything but Jesus. Or they don't even simply, like, look up facts of, like, how it really is and testimonies of people, like, having cancer and all of a sudden they get an MRI and it's just disappeared and it's impossible. Or metal plates and they get an MRI and how is the metal plate gone? Like, we put that in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many things that are so crazy that the doctors even have to mention, like, that's a miracle. Like, we have no scientific thing to back up.
There's no trace. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of traces of how science and the Bible matches up because obviously it's all... Yeah. Jesus is just so real. He's so good. This is just my partial story of how I have an encounter and why we're here and how much, you know, not only this is for jokes and laughs and for you guys to hang out with us, but to show you, like, kind of to show our experience of how we're here, how we made it here. And it's just all Jesus. And Jesus is so good. That's why here and there you will hear us. Like, maybe it's a story time, a silly story time or something. But we'll be like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, whatever. Because we really do bring him into our everyday lives. Whether we fail, because we do fail sometimes. You know, we do things that are, you know, but we're learning. So the whole point of this is, you know, learn with us, grow with us.
If you ever have questions, like what we said, there's the
email. Please reach out.
And yeah, we're constantly, it's not a matter of, you know, we know it all and we're just sharing. It's like, we're still evolving.
We're still learning.
We're
we don't
growing.
Know it all, I promise.
I feel like the more time goes by that we spend it with God, the more I realize, like, I know nothing. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just,
for sure.
Wow, I thought I knew. And then God just continues to humble me and in the best way of, like, wow, like, I really am taken care of, and it's a relationship, so it's a matter of just deciding to take 5-10 minutes, whatever, go on the Bible app, listen to a devotional of the day.
And if you want to see testimonies, maybe you're like, I don't believe it, or whatever, I want to see that, or I have so many good ones of people, like, telling their story of how they were doing yoga, crystals, and all that, how they encountered Christ in their life as even being rappers and just being in the light, drug dealers, like, so many things, and like how they never expected ever to be standing here and believing in Christ, like, ever in their life. They're like, that's impossible. If you would have asked me this years ago, I'd be like, who is he? I don't want to know about him. Atheist. Like, I don't want to know about him. So many testimonies, and there's so many facts out there. I'm just saying. But if you ever, you know, maybe you don't believe and you're like, you know, I don't know, like, help me, or, you know, guide me, and I just, maybe I'm skeptical still, but I kind of want to see the testimony. I'm interested. Like,
yeah,
you know, we'll definitely give you my best ones that I really do enjoy. And I like that even me as a believer, I heard it and it solidified me more. Like, oh my God, it's so crazy. But yeah, he's so real. He's so good. I love the fact that I feel like this was done on purpose because we had a different, totally different episode planned.
Yeah.
But I feel like, let's get it out the way. Like, that made me feel like, you know, when you're getting someone, like, getting to know someone on a date. I have a kid. Let's get that out the way. So I believe in Jesus. We're faith filled, and this is all based on faith. Yeah, this is.
And we choose to follow him.
Yeah,
so
for sure. Out of personal experiences. Out of personal experience, because me being one that I did not believe because I did not see anything, I've definitely had my encounters where there's, like, no way. And simple as even not having money for gas. And just be like, Lord, how am I even going to do it? And then all of a sudden I pull to a gas pump and there, I don't even have to put any insert my card. Like, it's just like, pick whatever one you want. And I'm like, okay. And I fill it up completely. And I didn't even have to even use a dollar that I had. I don't know. He's just so good. Things that I'm in, like, in awe and in shock of like, that did not just happen, you know?
Yeah.
So he's so good. He's so great.
So we just want to, I guess, embrace you guys in, like, in this moment of, we just pray that you receive any of this, like, just something, like.
And if not, then just a story time for
and,
you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if not, just keep hanging out with us. The bottom line, like,
Emily and me discussed, like, this is not gonna be just like, Jesus, like, every episode, but We did at one point want to share our testimony.
And the truth is, though, like, God did place this vision on us, like,
for sure,
in us. So, like,
we want to acknowledge
God,
it.
Our life, we go about that. Like, God is number one. God is the center of it. But we also know that God created us with different personalities, different,
oh, for sure,
different passions. And this is just, the podcast has been just the ideal platform to do all that.
Yeah.
All things sisters, like all things,
yeah,
Emily, Melanie, you know? So maybe it, God willing, next episode, I guess I would share my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it'll be something else. But I do believe that there will be a time where God does want me to
share
my testimony.
Yeah, because we do have other things. Like, obviously, the episode that we did have planned, I think initially we do want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I think that goes under the condition of, we do want to start doing videos so you guys can see us,
yes,
when we talk. So
we're working on that. Patience. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyways, please follow, rate, leave a comment.
Subscribe on the... I know Spotify has a bell. I'm not sure about Apple Podcasts. I'm sure there's a follow button there, but bottom line, the bell for Spotify, it just helps you get notified every time we upload a new episode. The rating for the show definitely helps us, so if you could give us a rating for that, that would be lovely. And yeah, we have the email, reach out to us,
DM us.
Yeah,
I will be making a TikTok soon as well.
Yes,
I'm making a TikTok.
We're like,
yeah,
because
I
want to
start putting
crawling
clips of us talking and everything, so you can see us and probably get a heads up on that, and then go, yeah, find the video. But yeah,
we just pray. I want to do a quick prayer. Lord, I just thank you so much for every single person that chimed in today. I hope you bless them. I hope you just surprise them throughout this. Whenever they're listening to this, it could be a weekend, it could be just a weekday. Lord, I just pray that you can give them peace, joy, and just release of stress, and just reminder that you've always been there, whether they've known you or not. I just pray that you give them that extra little nudge of, like, they're not doing life alone. So in Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lord, I planted the seed. Your Holy Spirit, you're in charge of letting it grow.
Have an awesome day,
yeah,
y'all. We'll talk to you on the next episode.
Yeah, talk to you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.